Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
We begin our moment of here and now together. We'll share music. And when each of us becomes a pure instrument.
Because you have an idea, it belongs to you.
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Is this stuff on the level, or are you just making it up as you go along?
I know you like two things I like. Ooh. Chicken and chicks. Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
The government is increasing its power to watch you and diminishing your power to watch the government, and that is extraordinarily dangerous.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different. Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Shining on and on. We don't wait for the night, for anymore.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage. It's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and what we do here on a Plastic Sushi is to always start off with some Japanese music, and then we go mixing it up through a freeform mix of jazz, rock, punk, funk, electronic, country, disco, genre jumping, as many different styles as of music as we possibly can. And then we go plopping drop-ins, those audio clips from who knows where in between and on top of the music. And they can be from TV shows or from movies, from documentaries, from political speeches, and real-world historical events, recordings of people doing crazy or infamous things. So, this evening, yeah, sound collages have a theme, but this evening, it's going to be a pretty free-form mix of music. No elaborately worked-out theme. Instead, this is going to be more like a training session that we have with new student DJs. Instead, though, we aren't going to have any new DJs. It's going to be me, Edward, experimenting a bit with some of our WMFO technology. Like when we train new DJs, one of the things I explain to them is that the best, highest quality, easiest way to play music isn't from a computer that you bring in or a little iPod-like device. Instead, we've got this computer library with a system called Rivendell that so many people, including people on the exec board who ought to know better, call it Rivendell, like some Hobbit kind of name there. Lord of the Rings. But it's called Rivendell. So what I mentioned about that being the highest quality and the easiest way, because it automatically logs things to Spinitron, which is where you, dear listener, can easily look up music that's been played at any time here on WMFO. So you can find out that song that you heard it at 1:35 a.m. on December 28th, 2013. I don't know what that song is, but it'll be logged there in Spinitron. As long as everybody was following the rules. In any case, yeah, I'm going to be fooling around with Rivendell, particularly in the second hour, and trying to see how good I can make the segues for that. And that brings up a very interesting opportunity. You could call into the station here, 855-915-9636, and then suggest some songs, and in the second hour, if it's in Rivendell, I'll be playing them. So, this is one of those episodes. I was talking about Plastic Sushi, Strawberries in Time sound collages, but if you've been a listener for a while, you know there's also the Tears of the God sound collages, which have a slightly different formula where we go deep. And we don't necessarily do the genre jumping, but we try to also have an educational aspect to that with the musicians and the musics that we are trying to understand more of. But this episode is one that could fit both formulas because we have, in fact, three different features for you. We've got a Japanese band, Dragon Ash, and we're featuring their album, their 2005 album, Rio de Mocon, which is where we heard some of the initial music, namely the intro from their Rio de Mocon album. And then we heard their song Lost Lobos. That was the last song in our intro set. We also heard their intro from Viva La Revolution mixed in there. And then in our intro set as well, we heard from Michihiro Sato with the Nikata Bushi song, which I always have an excerpt of that in my Plastic Sushi intros, but that was the whole version from the Rough Guide to the Music of Japan, an outstanding music compilation from that country with a wide range of, mostly acoustic music. One thing I'd say about on that song is you can hear the mistakes that the players are making. And that is quite the contrast to the idea of musical perfection and maybe having a computer play things so they're perfect, which some naive people might think perfection in music makes it a better thing. And I'd say you can't have that, following ideas of many other people, and even if you did, you wouldn't want it. So that's Japanese music that we're going to be having feature several more songs from Rio de Mocon coming up. And then another one of our features is Irv Tybell's Environment series. Starting in 1969, he recorded Natural Sounds, enhanced in the production. And this is one of them. In fact, this is the psychologically ultimate Seashore from his Environments 1 in 1969. And I loaded up a bunch of these Environments tracks in Rivendell, so that's one thing I'm experimenting with right now, and I am confirming that everything works as expected. So yes, Irv Tybell's Environment series, feature number 2. And then our third feature is going to be from the Cars Candy O album. The way if I'm going to say it's a feature, there's going to be at least 3 songs from that album or from those artists. And I've been listening to, the first Cars album and the second Cars album, Candy O. They're just perfect albums, if you know what I mean. And I was listening to Candy O this week running, and I put it into my MP3 player. And man, one of the things that I really hate is there were gaps in between the songs. And one of the things that was absolutely perfect was the 3-song segue that their producer, Roy Thomas Baker, who had just come off of producing Queen, or overproducing Queen, like Bohemian Rhapsody, A Day at the Races, A Night at the Opera, but oh so perfectly well. But on Candy O, there's this 3-song sequence, Fast Car Lady, Shoo-Bee-Doo, and Candy O on the first side, and they were all mixed together perfectly. And I was listening to this on my MP3 player, and there were like gaps in between, and man, that just ruined the whole thing. But I got so psyched by that tonight in this first set, we're going to be hearing all of those. And I went in there, I'm playing the thing off of the CDs, but I went in there and I fixed up no gaps, so you can hear that perfectly. Also in the next set, I'm going to be sending out to Savoir Faire a Tangerine Dream song, because I know he's a big fan of them too. It's a very cool cover of a Beatles song. Ha ha ha, yeah, Tangerine Dream doing that. We dug deep. Also, I've really been getting into Aerosmith, Boston's Bad Boys. I'm reading Joe Perry, the lead guitarist's autobiography right now. It's great. And their 1975 album, Toys in the Attic, is perfect, if you know what I mean. And we're going to be having a perfect albums with that whole album. This song Adam's Apple that I'm going to play for you just has such a cool guitar riff, particularly where Joe Perry does this little extra diddle note, but only sometimes. Like he plays through the first measure of that, and then on the second measure he does the diddle thing. And then he doesn't do it again until a while, but it's just great, one of those guitar playing things. Also, some Resophonic Sliding Bluegrass, Tone Poems 3, Fort Worth Drag, and some more Dragon Ash, and a song by a band that took their name from a Paul McCartney and Wings song. And we're going to bookend this, yes. This set is going to go full circle, bookending with songs from Dragon Ash's Rio de Emocion album, starting right now with this song, Scarlet Needle, here on WMFO and Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. involve betrayal and unspeakable evil.
Kerosene on a fire. I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me.
Actually, I was wondering if you were free for a little get-together tonight.
Mind me. Like taking candy from a baby.
this is Paris Hilton. Did you know that women outnumber men in this country? Yet we are still not represented or heard in the right way. Education, abortion, gun control, equality in the workplace, healthcare. This year, let's show everyone that chicks rock by getting all chicks to vote. Look around you. You can't ignore these issues when they're all in your face. So take a stand, register, and rock the vote, baby.
UMFO in Medford. This is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. And right now, we're listening to Irv Tybell's
is one of our three features on this evening's Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, which normally doesn't particularly have features the way a Tears of the Gods sound collage does. But this is an exceptional episode. Although, next week, we might kind of be doing the same thing, only different. Namely, having a wide-ranging, free-form theme and playing around with some of the technology and tools that we got here at WMFO and opening up the listener line at 855-915-9636 for a chance to hear songs that you might want to have broadcast over our 91.5 FM airwaves and WMFO.org web stream in the next hour. So we've got three features this evening. Dragon Ash, a Japanese hip-hop band that's been around for quite some time, since 1996, and they're still going. And they were one of the first groups in Japan to be hip-hop, although there's so much more. They're about as hip-hop as Run DMC and Aerosmith doing Walking This Way, with a lot of interchange and pushing the genres of this all. We heard from them at the beginning of the set with Scarlet Needle. And then they were also the second to last song with The Narrow Way, and both of them from our featured album Rio de Emoción. And in between that, we heard Aerosmith with Adam's Apple off of their perfect 1975 album Toys in the Attic. And then going out to Savoir Faire, it was Tangerine Dream with a live, very cool cover version of the Beatles' Norwegian Wood. Always, when I hear that song, it makes me think about what that Starting a Fire lyric meant. And I'm sure there's no answer, because it's a great song, which means it's open on purpose to multiple interpretations. And then our third feature, the three-song album sequence from the Cars' Candy O of 1979, the Fast Car Lady Shooby-Doo and Candy O sequence from the album without any gaps in any way. Perfectly produced and engineered, well, produced by Roy Thomas Baker, who previously had been working with Queen before he did the first Cars album. And they were incredibly overproduced in a very fun way, as Roy Thomas Baker himself said.